SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, Australian fashion designer Katy Perry loses her trademark legal battle to singer Katy Perry. And records all round for the Australian share market, the ASX 200, CommBank and Bitcoin hitting records. We'll have the details next. Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 22nd of November 2024. The Australian share market had a great day, a good way to end the working week. The S&P ASX 200 hitting a record high. We'll have the details with Tony Sycamore from IG Markets. But first to a legal battle between Australian designer and an American pop star who share the same name with different spelling has gone the way of the singer. An appeal court has ruled Sydney designer Katy June Taylor, who sells clothing under her maiden name Katy Perry, must cancel her trademark. The court ruling, the name was not validly registered back in 2008 because singer Katy Perry was already well known back then. The designer telling SBS News she's devastated. I spoke with her a few moments ago. Katy, first of all, how are you feeling?
Oh, God, absolutely devastated. I feel like I've been hit by a truck. This was, as you can imagine, not the news that I'd hoped for or even that I was expecting.
Can you run us through what the judge actually ruled?
Well, they pretty much went against everything that the original judge verdicted on. But mainly for me, and the thing that is most devastating for me, is they have dismissed my trademark. So this is a trademark I've held since 2008 that I've been trading under all of these years, and I've now lost that. So for me, that means I've lost my business, which has been my dream since I was 11 years old.
So am I right in thinking the judge basically said that when you trademarked the name Katy Perry back in 2008, the singer was already well known, so your original approval should not have been given? What does it mean for you? And do you think it's fair?
It's definitely not fair. And I will say, I feel really let down by the legal system today. What is the point of having an Australian trademark? It's not even worth the money that it's, the paper that it's printed on. I'm really devastated. I've had the trademark since 2008. The singer actually applied for a trademark and was rejected because of my trademark and it being so close. So now in 2024, to have that, my trademark dismissed, it's shocking. I actually still can't get my head around it.
So what does it really then mean for you and your business?
I've been trading since 2006. I've used my own name, Katy Perry, which is what a lot of fashion designers do. So, 2006 up until 2024, I am very small business, I'm all self-funded. I started off at Paddington Markets and have grown to now a thriving business. So even today I was in my showroom and I just looked around at all my clothes and everything has Katy Perry on it. Of course, it's my brand. So swing tags, all of my sewing labels, all my bags, my tissue paper, my stickers, flyers, I've just created a whole lot of bags that say Truth and Justice, Katy Perry, Sydney, Australia. I just look at everything and think, oh my God, what am I going to do? And to even have to think about rebranding, I shouldn't have to because I haven't done anything wrong. For me, when I started the label, I did exactly what the Australian government told me to do. It's register your business name. That's what I did. Get an ABN. That's what I did. And I got a trademark. So for me, this means that Australian trademarks, when it's up against any overseas conglomerates, actually don't mean anything. So I've swung from being an ambassador of trademark, particularly Australian trademarks, saying, get one, it really protects you. And now today I'll be telling everyone, don't bother, because at the end of the day, anyone from overseas can come to Australia and they can just take your trademark away from you, which is what's happened to me today.
I know it only happened this morning. So what are you going to do with the business then? Did you effectively close it?
Well, at the moment, I mean, it's all just happened. So no, I've got a pop-up, a Christmas pop-up event that's, starting this afternoon. I'm back at the Rocks Markets this weekend, but I don't even know, and that's something that I need to discuss with my lawyers. Like, what now? What is the time frame? How much time do I have to figure out what am I now doing with my business? And for anybody that works in retail, this is coming up to like our busiest period. Not ideal timing for me to have to even be contemplating this.
Final question. What's your message to Katy Perry if you could talk to her?
I actually have nothing to say to her.
It's Katy Jane Taylor there.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Okay, now to the Australian share market, which did reach another record high. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.85% today, 8,393. With the details, I spoke to Tony Sycamore from IG Markets. Tony, a great day for the markets. What's driving it?
It's been a really good day to cap off a very good week for the local market. And the rally today had a couple of key drivers. The first is the big banks continue to gain as investors chase them for their chunky dividends. But we also saw crude oil and commodities rally overnight, and that's given our resource stocks and energy stocks a bit of a lift as well. The final point I'd also add is that we are seeing, I think, a safe haven bid creep into our market, given we are a long way from this week's escalation in geopolitical tensions in Europe.
So the ASX had a record, but there are records all over the place, right? The Commonwealth Bank, for example, just keeps powering up. What's your take on the company?
It's flying, Ricardo, eyeing $159, and the stock has actually rallied over 10% this month. It's really benefiting from the tailwinds from the US, where the US election of Donald Trump has supported expectations of less regulation, and it's going to be more pro-business, which is great for the banks, great for credit growth, and that's flowing through into the big banks here in Australia. Additionally, we know that the Aussie banks are also amongst the biggest dividend payers out there. So they are also being chased for that dividend yield at a time when we think that interest rates may be set to go lower in 2025.
Bitcoin, also a record high, inching ever so closer to that $100,000 mark. I mean, that's huge. What's your take?
That's right. It's been an over 40% rally since the US election. And I think what we need to be mindful of here is, yes, Donald Trump is going to be pro-crypto. He's going to be ease regulations around the crypto market. But we need to be aware that markets, even crypto markets, don't move in straight lines all the time. So I'm very, very wary of chasing it up around this 100K mark. Instead, I'd be more inclined to be a buyer back around 80,000.
Another day, another CEO in the spotlight. This time it's WiseTech's Richard White, and an external investigation cleared him of governance-related issues and allegations, along with allegations of bullying. But at the same time, the company issued a profit warning today. Run us through what you know.
Well, the roller coaster ride for shareholders of WiseTech continues. After recovering all the ground it lost in September, it actually traded to a fresh record high earlier this week. Its share price has cratered 19% today, following a profit warning because of the distractions created by the Richard White stepping down and the media, I guess, investigation into his behaviour. And what we need to think now for investors is it's been an absolutely torrid 2 or 3 months for WiseTech, but I think they can be forgiven now for putting this one on the back burner for the time being, just given what's going on, and it's going to take a little bit more time for the dust to settle.
Any other companies catching your attention today?
Yeah, a favourite of mine, A2 Milk. Its share price soared 15% to above $5.50, and it put out a positive trading update, which revealed that its business has been stronger than expected during the first half, and it also announced it's going to start paying dividends from February 2025.
And finally, any opportunities for investors at the moment?
I'm a big believer in uranium in terms of the role that it can play in satisfying the energy demands of data centers and the transition for AI, which I think is still very in the very early days. So for that reason, I think it's worth looking at some of the ASX 200 listed uranium stocks. Names like Deep Yellow, Bannerman Energy and Silex Systems, I think are all worth a look.
That's Tony Sycamore there from IG Markets.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.